Hey guys, and welcome to the Naked Pacha podcast. I am your host, Tiffany Marie, and I can't believe we're back. I'm really, really excited to talk about today's episode. In this episode, we are going to talk about what are our goals and what is it in order for us to keep us calm. So first things first, I'm going to talk about keeping calm. As a lot of people know, I am a worrywart. And there's times where I just lose it, or there's times where I just can't keep it all together, because you know there's just so many things in our life, our day to day, where things just bother us and we're just like, what the hell, things are not going right, and I can get very frustrated easily, and it takes a lot for me to calm down. And I recently just learned the use of meditation, which took me a while. A lot of times I didn't understand what was it that I needed to do to overcome this, you know, frustration. And the whole time I just kept thinking, you know what, I'm just gonna go ahead and take a break or just not say anything at all, but I would still be frustrated. And I remember thinking, like, why isn't meditation working? And the whole time I just kept trying to find these answers, and I remember reading books, and I remember going on the internet and just trying to find a reason why it wasn't working, or what is it that I'm not doing properly. Then it all came together when I started using my crystals even more, and I realized that before I would use my crystals and meditate with them, but I wouldn't feel the vibration off of them. And this probably doesn't suit everyone. There's some people who don't believe in crystals, and that's okay. But it does help with being present, letting go of whatever frustrations you have. And with the crystals, it really did work for me. Once I used my crystals to meditate, it kept me calm. It took away any negative feeling that I had, and I was just in the present. I didn't feel anything. And once I meditated with my crystals, I started breathing how they tell you to breathe, like breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. And I was like, what is this, so stupid? Like, of course you gotta breathe in order to meditate, you're breathing every day. But it was a simple fact of breathing in deeply and enjoying that breath and letting go of that frustration and releasing all of that, when I realized, like, oh, this is how it works, this is how meditation works for everyone. With that, I learned that it comes with manifesting our desires as well. When you start to visualize, sometimes you meditate, you close your eyes. If you're into the law of attraction like I am, if you guys are beginners, please, please, please watch The Secret, or you know, read books about this. It simply really does help you manifest things with having zero, with having nothing. I remember there were times that I wanted to manifest, you know, especially material things. I think material things are the most easiest thing to manifest. I literally wouldn't have the money, wouldn't know where the hell I would get the money, and the next thing you know, it would just appear. Things would just appear because I just didn't have an attachment to it. I simply just said, you know what, I'm going to visualize having it. I know I'm going to have it. I taste it. I feel it. And with meditation, it makes you more aware that you are here in the present moment and anything is capable. The universe will find a way to give it to you. And meditation gave me such a great just start into this whole world that we probably don't know about. And that's something that I try to take seriously every day, but it's hard. Life comes to us how it comes to us, and it's something that we have to be very disciplined in. And that's something that I'm working on, being more disciplined. And before, in the beginning, this was so easy, it was fun. Now it's like, to keep it going, it takes a lot of work. But again, I have to change how I see it and understand that if I constantly treat it how I treated it in the beginning, then things would just go aflow like they were in the past. So what I'm simply telling you guys is, with meditation, you can go ahead and open this world where things come more lighter and easier. And by doing that, simply just taking a breath, being in gratitude, you know, thanking, you know, the universe, God, whoever, you know, thank you for this day, thank you for the present moment, thank you for everything that I have, even if you're not there at the moment. Be thankful for the things that are about to come. Another thing that they always say about the law of attraction, always be cocky about what you want in a humble way. Just be like, I know I'm going to get it. This is going to happen. And watch the universe work its magic to you. But of course, there's some things that you really do have to work for. I say materialistic things, guys. If you have not just visualized something that you always wanted and haven't gotten yet, try to do it. Try to do the simple steps of, you know, meditating first, visualizing it. Give yourself about 7 minutes and then letting it go. Don't think about it. Don't have an attachment to it, because the minute that you're just like eager to wanting something, you create resistance and that will not manifest to you. So that is the easiest thing. There's things that I've manifested that I'm just like, I don't even know how the hell I got it. There was a time I couldn't afford much and I have all this abundance and I am so grateful for it. And I didn't stress it. I just knew that it will come to me. It's gonna flow. And I hope that you guys use these tactics in order for you to get what you deserve, to understand that this life that we're living is very, very simple. We just make it so difficult. The only other thing for me is when you do these things, it brings you more to what you want to do, your calling. What is it that your goal in life is to become? What are you good at? What is it that you want to bring into your life more of? And I remember I didn't understand what was it exactly I wanted to do, and I always knew that there was something that I wanted, and that was to help people. That was to go ahead and make a difference. And even though I'm not a doctor or psychiatrist or anything like that, I help people in my own way, and I'm content with that, and I'm happy with that, because I can say that I probably make a difference here and there, and we all do, depending on, you know, our situations. There's just, you know, we all have our own purpose. But for those people that feel lost, those people who feel like they don't know what their next chapter is in their lives, maybe this will help. And that's where the goals come into play, once you start being more into your own vibration with the universe. You realize that the universe just goes ahead and it just starts planning out your life for you, which is the creepiest, craziest part, but it's so amazing and it's so rewarding. And try not to, you know, step away from the movie that you're in. I always say, like, your life is a movie, not, you know, what we've been seeing in the memes lately. Literally, your life, you are the star of your own movie. And the universe has its way of just writing off the script to the most unbelievable journey that you will ever have. So stay in gratitude. Keep calm in your life. Just do what, you know, but a lot of, like, these celebrities who have this graciousness to them. I always said when I started the whole law of attraction, I remember just thinking of Oprah. Oprah was such a big influence when it came to The Secret. She revealed it to everyone and it became a life changer. And not that this didn't exist, it was just not heard of. And she made such a big impact about it. And when you look at her life, it was like, wow, like, she understood The Secret. She understood what it is to have that, you know, that to have that reality in her life. She made her own desires come true with absolutely nothing, and especially being an African American woman, which, you know, it's difficult in itself, and she manifested all of that, you guys. So nothing is too big or too small for you to have, and especially when difficult times come, it's just more of your time to shine and to show who you really are, and understand that the universe will reward you for that. So thank you guys for tuning in once again. I am so happy that we're back here. This is just the beginning. I can't wait to keep on giving you these episodes, and hopefully you guys can give me ideas where I can go ahead and answer your questions, and we're in this together. So I love you guys, and keep tuning in.